Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Thanks for sticking with us through that quick break. We are now up to the B block, and as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us, it is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Scott Nisbet, CEO of Globus Family of Brands, is about to check in, and we're sponsored by another new show partner, Hilton.
From luxury vacations to seaside escapes, new hotels, resort getaways, and more, the team at Hilton says make way for summer as the anything is possible season is almost here.
Where will you spend it, folks? With 18 top-notch brands that include Waldorf Astoria, Conrad, Canopy, Tapestry Collection, Curio, Doubletree, Signia, Homewood Suites, Hilton Grand Vacations, and more, they offer nearly 7,000 properties worldwide. Join us and make Hilton part of your travels for leisure or business. To find out more, including current offers, find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right. How familiar are you with the Globus family of brands? Well, dating back 94 years now, they've been a respected travel leader, and their brands include Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon Waterways. Scott Nisbet has been in his CEO role with them since 2009, so he's certainly had plenty of time to see it all. And for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, he's ready to go on that show hotline.
Well, off to Colorado we go, Mary. Scott, nice to reconnect with you. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Mary. It's good to be back on the show.
Well, great to have you aboard with us today. All right, so listen, you last joined us on air 16 months ago. The coronavirus certainly consumed a lot of that conversation. That's not going to be the case as much today. I do want to start off, you know, getting a firsthand report from you on how your company is doing now in rebounding from the pandemic. What are your expectations maybe for the summer travel season ahead, and where are you seeing the strongest demand?
Yeah, so it's good to not have that as the main topic, COVID. But yeah, we're back operating in 50 plus countries around the world, and you know, it's just really feeling good. Travelers are thrilled to be back, kind of discovering the world, and they're being welcomed warmly by locals and destinations, and it's in a lot of that complexity that was there before of traveling is gone, which is not as huge of an issue anymore. So it's feeling very normal. And, you know, we're not, it doesn't look like this year is getting all the way back to a pre-pandemic year, but it's getting the majority of the way back to like the 2019.
Oh, you like the trend we're on.
Right. So that's
it's a good trend.
A good way to start this conversation, which is certainly progress over last year. So, Scott, we are, as you know, currently in National Travel and Tourism Week. And earlier this week, it was Global Travel Advisor Day. I think we can share a laugh. I feel like every day of the year has a national something day. I personally like National Chocolate Day. That's in October, by the way. But since these both involve travel, we're going to go with them. I'm going to ask you, if there was a Globus family of brands day or week happening right now, what would you most be celebrating with your team?
Well, I think we'd be celebrating this new launch of Choice Touring by Globus,
mm-hmm.
and that just was introduced this year. Actually, last month was the first one we operated, and it's 13. It's a new styles, right? So it's 13 tours that we have, itineraries in Europe, the U.S., and Canada. And the origin of the idea came from speaking with travelers about who had never taken a tour before and what was their most important factor in choosing a tour itinerary. And what they told us was flexibility. So they wanted to be able to choose their daily excursions and activities. And that's exactly what Choice Touring does. Like every other day is a choice day where guests get to typically pick between three different kind of really unique excursions mm-hmm. and do what they want to do and follow their interests. Some can be active and cultural and immersive experiences. I'll give you two examples, like, you know, a round of golf at St. Andrews or mm-hmm. going out with a man in his truffle hunting dog in Umbria. So some, you know, things that are really kind of interesting.
Oh, I love that.
That very so mm-hmm. Choice Touring by, all right. So that's the answer. We appreciate that. So next week, Mary and I, we will be on Cape Cod for the week, broadcasting live next Saturday, actually, at this time from the Wequasset Resort and Golf Club as we return to our regular travels with the big Let's Go America tour. And you know, I share that with you because, you know, there are some realities impacting travel right now. We know that there's this pent-up demand, and without question, that is helping things, right? We're We're hearing that from our show fans. We've seen it on all the places Mary and I just finished traveling to. But we obviously are still dealing with things like inflation, gas prices. We've got supply chain, labor shortages. We've got war, obviously. You know, there's still some hot spots with the pandemic that are having impact, or they are a factor in our industry. So I want to know, what are some things that you're doing, or maybe ways that you're trying to combat these realities right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's travel always has a lot of things coming at it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, right.
But and one good advantage that we have is that we go to different places all around the world, and we have different styles of travel, so we can kind of pivot and focus on, you know, what the real driver is. And, you know, right now, like during the pandemic, the driver was essentially whatever's open is where people wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of going back to more normal patterns. So Italy, you know, Europe is the big draw. So it's Italy, it's Spain, it's the UK, it's Ireland. So a lot of those destinations that have always been big for us are returning to be the top draws.
Yeah, Europe is always, it's the big
hotspot. Who doesn't like it?
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
So I want to talk a little bit about this Lighthouse project that I see you guys have going on. We're big believers in smart sustainability when it comes to travel. I don't think sustainability efforts should take away from travel experiences. And I think that though we all want to leave the world a better place than when we found it for future generations. And I think there are ways to give back when we travel and to really hone in on the destination and learn the destination in ways that are helpful for everyone, mm-hmm. including the locals. And you've created this Lighthouse project, and it's pretty straightforward with a focus on people, places, and the planet. So what led you to creating the program, Scott?
Well, you know, we've always kind of been involved in projects like this, and it was kind of a lot of different projects all over the world, and so we wanted to kind of tie it together, and we kind of took the opportunity of the pandemic and some free time we had to focus mm-hmm. on this. So we kind of called it the Lighthouse Project, and it's this mission of, you know, creating a better tomorrow, and as you said, focusing on people, places, and planet. And so we have over 50 of these give back projects, you know, supporting local communities, things like the Civil Rights Museum, the environmental issues, like we support a company called Ocean Cleanup, which is cleaning up all the plastics in rivers and in the ocean, Pacific Garbage Patch. So we've got a group of women we work with in Cambodia called Landmine Design, and they create jewelry for us so that we give to mm-hmm. travel advisors mm-hmm. and travelers. Hmm. So, you know, just projects like that where we can give back and help in these ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to build on that a little bit with you, because, you know, the brands of the Globus family give you a sizable footprint in the travel world. We respect that. You know, we certainly are blessed ourselves, you know, to be partnered with some of the top travel companies out there in the industry. But I'm curious, really, from your role, Scott, in the CEO's office, when you consider what the travel world has had to navigate the past 2+ years, you know, and you look at the industry as a whole, all the major sectors, how do you think we're better today, and maybe the experiences that are being provided, than was happening pre-2020?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you know, there's a trend right now towards more intimate, authentic, less crowded experiences, and this was a trend we were seeing pre-COVID, in which has really accelerated also in terms of since COVID. So we've created new product lines like smaller groups and private touring and going to less undiscovered destinations, so, you know, to combat, you know, over tourism. And then sustainability has become, you know, a big thing. I think mm-hmm. we all learned during the pandemic, you know, when we saw, you know, cleaner air in the Himalayas for the first time in decades, dolphins in Venice,
right.
seeing
yeah.
the stars, you know, all those
right.
things that we began to realize the impact we were having. Right. And so I think that's, you know, I think we've all become more conscious of that, and I think we're all kind of more committed to making the world a better place.
And you are doing that with all of the options you offer travelers. And Scott, as always, we certainly enjoy the ability to check in with you from time to time and get some updates. Folks, if you want more information, the website is just globusjourneys.com. It's very easy to go to, globusjourneys.com. Thanks very much for checking in today with us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Scott, give our best to Pam and our congratulations, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
I'll do it. Thank you very much.
Great catching up with you. Take care, Scott.
Good to catch you. Yep.
Thanks.
All right, Mary Scott Nisbet, nice to connect with him. So, folks, listen, you know, you heard Scott mention the Choice Touring by Globus. They're actually offering 13, Mary, new itineraries across Europe and North America.
Flexibility is key.
Certainly.
Very interesting.
I'm curious, you know, these Your Choice excursions, which, you know, they're these curated experiences to key off-the-beaten-path destinations. Is that something that you find interesting when you travel? Let us know at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And with that, we do want to let you know we're going to pause for a quick sponsor's break. The Right Stuff and First-Time RVers is next. Stick with us, everyone. Your favorite travel radio show. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.